It was a disappointing start to 2015 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But in week two, the Jags were looking to bounce back against in-state rival Miami.
This is who we've been conditioned to be. It's what we trained to be all our life. People talk about dreaming. This is your dream right here. Hey, every second of three that ticks, we lose. Let's take them all with us. It's the season day. And take it with us every second that's in here.
The second week of the NFL season brings an interstate rivalry back to the First Coast. It's Jags and Dolphins, complete with a beautiful day and a late afternoon kick from Everbank Field.
Sunday fun day. Let's go, baby! It's game day!
For much of the week, the Jags receivers were under scrutiny for dropped passes. Allen Robinson took exception to that.
Want to throw it deep down the middle of the field for Allen Robinson. Leaping attempt. And a catch by Allen Robinson outside of the 10-yard line. Allen went up and got it, and the Jags are inside the 20. They're at the 11-yard line. They're going to throw a little slant to the left side to A-Rob. That is caught for the touchdown.
Nice job by Allen Robinson. You want to talk about strong hands. Allen Robinson keeps his feet on the ground, reaches back with his hands, and catches it with his hands. That's a big-time catch by Allen Robinson.
Throwing deep up the left sideline. Leaping attempt. And a great catch by Allen Robinson. Yet another great catch deep in Miami territory.
Robinson sparked the offense, and the second-year wideout would finish the day with a career high of 155 yards on six catches. But his second touchdown may have been the highlight of the day.
Blake has some time. Now throws it deep. Allen Robinson is wide open behind the secondary. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Bortles to Robinson for the score.
That's a huge play for the offense.
Kicker Jason Myers' NFL debut didn't go the way anybody planned. But in his second game as a pro, his leg strength was on display.
Brian gets it down. Jason kicks it up. It is good from 58 yards.
The Jaguars went into the halftime locker room with a 20-13 lead. But the Dolphins came out strong in the second half.
Looking into the end zone, fires. That is caught for the touchdown.
Both teams were even through three and a half quarters until a former Dolphin took over a drive.
Step up right here. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's win this right here. We can win it right here.
Tannehill is it. Ball is out. And Jason Fox fighting for it on the ground.
Come on, baby!
That was a big-time hit and a big-time rush by Jared Otter.
Tannehill looks, throws it out. The ball's tipped up into the air and incomplete. It was tipped up in the air. I think Jared Andre got it again. The former Miami Dolphins batted it into the air.
That gave Blake Bortles and the Jaguars offense time and good field position.
Blake looks, fires to the middle of the field. That's caught. Marquise Lee has it. Made a man miss. Got it out past the 40-yard line. First down, Jaguars out to the 42-yard line. He throws to the left side. That is caught by Allen Hurd. He caught it, got 2 feet down, got out of bounds inside the 40-yard line of the Dolphins. The snap and hold are good. Jason kicks it up. It is good. Jason Myers has drilled it. And Jacksonville has taken a lead 23-20 with 40 seconds left to play in the ballgame.
And the Jags defense stood tall again.
Tannehill fires. Knocked away. It is knocked away. It is incomplete. The Jaguars take over on down. Jacksonville is going to win their first game of the year.
Let's go, Duval!
The Jaguars win their first game of the season, 23-20. And the win marks the first time the Jags have had a 500 record since 2011.
1-1, let's get it, baby! Great win!
You guys did a beautiful job. Last week, we got a little helter-skelter. You learned to calm your world down, and you just play hard. And look what happened. Look what happened, man. Valuable, valuable lessons, both in losses and in victories. Outstanding job. 1, 2, 3.
Go!